She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And we have a new trivia question that's been, I got it from my good friend, the ukulele policeman. Okay. The trivia is, what was in the place of Fisherman's Wharf restaurant, that restaurant over there on Kewalo Basin, Fisherman's Wharf. What was there before Fisherman's Wharf? Okay? And the prize is a free bumper-to-bumper roof-to-tire checkup of your vehicle. And you need to have it checked, folks. You need to. Especially the CV shafts. Okay? The CV shaft is the front axles on the front wheel drive cars. If they snap, you will lose steering. You will not have any brakes because the shaft will whip around and rip out all the brake lines and everything else around it. You will have no control of that vehicle. Absolutely no control. Okay, so we recommend it highly to have the CV boots checked. And every time you have it serviced, you should have it checked and sprayed with silicone. Silicone sprayed on the rubber parts and plastic parts preserves it and keeps it from cracking. Okay? So my friend, Bryson, I don't want to tell you his last name, was so lucky.
What's your name?
Last night, coming down to my place, he stopped at the red light on King Street. And when it turned green, he tried to accelerate. The CV shaft on his vehicle broke off. Now, if that shaft had broken off on the freeway while he was coming down the freeway, it would have been a horrible accident. So he was so fortunate it didn't break while he was driving down the freeway. So what I'm telling you to do, you should do. Check it for your own safety and for my safety, because I don't want you crashing into me. Okay? Okay, who's on the phone?
3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, just wanted to let everybody know, yep, Shell's still the best gas.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, Shell's still the best gas. And on a change of subject, I just got back from Prescott Cleaning Center. I have to buy this formula called TRI-DIS number 1. I guess it means try this one. Wow, this thing works like a gem. I'm trying to clean a soil pile floor right now, right? All I do is put a drop of this TRI-DIS on the pile, get a green Scotch-Brite, you know, turn it, work it in a circular motion, while I get a wet sponge, work it away, ta-da, the stain is gone. How painless can that be?
Hmm.
So yeah, Billy has some good stuff to say to sell to you when it comes to cleaning supplies. I mean, this TRI-DIS 1 is, I tell you, it's a gem.
Mm-hmm.
Dean.
Yeah.
So you can use it on, like, carpets, too?
Yeah. You know what I use this for? Like, let's say that if you had your car serviced, and just happened, the, you know, the grime, the black grime from the mechanic's shoe got on your carpet. All you do is you just, this thing is very concentrated now. You just put one drop, just a tiny drop of TIDIS. You get a bucket of water with some sponges, fresh water, now, clean, stopping clean water, and you just keep dabbing, you know, and miraculously that black tar or grime stain will come out.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Okay. I was thinking of shampooing the carpet with that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how good it could be. She would work with shampooing the carpet. I know this thing can take out spots. I'm afraid that if you shampoo a carpet, it might overfade one area. And you know what I mean? Right? I mean, I don't know how that, it doesn't say on the instructions whether or not it can treat carpets. But I mean, I know this thing is good for spot cleaning.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, who's next?
We have Paul from Mililani.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. The trivia question was that is was it a fish auction before Fisherman's Wharf?
I need the name.
It was a fish auction?
No. I need the name of what was there, not what it was.
That was the Spinscliff Restaurant.
Huh? What was it?
Spinscliff Restaurant.
See, that's not the name.
Oh, okay.
I need the name, because Spinscliff restaurants all have names.
Yeah, oh, well, that was the Fisherman's Wharf.
Before the Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, before, I don't know.
I know, me too.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, who's next?
We have Brandon from Mililani.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh, sorry, Honolulu.
Oh, hey, Georgia Wanda. Yeah, I want to ask you guys a question. You guys watch the news, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you guys hear about that accident a couple of nights ago? My finger cut off?
Yep.
And you know, George, it's so sad to see somebody so young, 18 years of age, lose their life in a second. And that's why I've called you numerous times, and you and Rolling Bob have agreed with me that the consequences for people's actions need to be more harsh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't come up with some stiffer penalties for DUI or operating a motor vehicle and talking on your cell phone, then more people are going to do it.
Yep.
And let me tell you this, George. There's this commercial ad that's being run by AT&T. If I'm not mistaken, and they show a lady talking on her phone. She has her daughter in the back seat in a little baby seat. And what happens? She's talking on her phone, and all of a sudden she crashes into a big 18-wheeler.
Hmm.
And that's the accident.
Yep.
And you know, George, I hate to say it, but I think those types of PSA or commercials need to be shown on television on a more wide basis. Because just the other day, I was driving on King Street by Kalihi Zippies, and I saw this lady talking on her cell phone. And who did she have in the back seat? It looked like she had her young little child in the back seat. So, like I've said before, the rules need to be more harsh
on
the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it is not more harsh, then more people, more innocent lives will be lost.
You know what they need to do on that? On the law of the cell phone. Okay, the ticket need to be $1,000, number one.
Oh, yes.
And number two, the phone is confiscated.
Yes, and not only that, I think the person should have their license suspended for a year. Because I think you need to really send a message. You know, if just like a little kid, you know, if you give a little kid the slap on the wrist.
That's nothing.
Are they going to do it again? Of course they are.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think something needs to be done, because it's so sad to see somebody with their whole life in front of them just tragically die by the driver's carelessness.
But that accident on the freeway by Vineyard Cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
I need to check the vehicle. I have a bad feeling that it was a CV Chef.
Yeah, because they said it was a Jeep, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The CV shaft broke off and it lost control.
Yep. So, I think they also said, I think from what the HPD investigators, they suspect that alcohol may have been
part. I did a case for the HPD,
mm-hmm.
and they said, no, the CV shaft broke when it rolled over. No, it does not break when it rolls over. The CV shaft is super strong unless the seals break and all the grease leaves the bearings and
right.
the thing gets so hot and fused together, it breaks.
Yep.
Okay? And the car that I checked for them had the CV shaft boots broken and there was grease all over. And I said, grease is not going to fly over all around like this if the CV shaft boot was good.
Right.
It snapped and that boy died.
Yeah, is that the one on, is that the one happened a couple of years ago on the Kapaa Quarry Road?
It was up by Mililani.
Oh, Mililani. Okay, I see.
And, you know, I keep telling people this, and nobody listens. Even my good friend Bryson didn't listen. But he was so lucky, that he was at a stoplight, and when he accelerated to go, it broke. He had just come off the freeway.
Yeah, because if it had broken on the freeway...
He's gone us.
It could have been way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, thanks, George. Great
show.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have Sam from Kalihi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, George. I'd like to take a guess on that trivia question.
Okay.
Tuna Packers.
No, that was next door.
Okay, that was my guess. Thanks.
No, okay. Okay. A trivia question is, what was at... where the restaurant is that... what was, rather... The Tuna Packers, not Tuna Packers, the Fisherman's Wharf restaurant. What was there before that restaurant? This is going back, way back. Okay, and ukulele.
Joe.
Yeah. Ukulele Joe brought up this trivia question. Okay? So, anyway, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, that other caller took everything I was going to say right out of my mouth.
Hey, he read your mind.
Every time, you know, we discuss this, every time I see these accidents, I shake my head because I see so many near accidents where people like you said, I'm not going to say they weren't driving responsibly, but no seatbelts. I know you're not a fan of seatbelts, but no seatbelts in an open Jeep. You fly all over the road. I mean, you know, the whole way we do driving is not strong enough. The penalties aren't strong enough. The driving test isn't strong enough. Renewing your license shouldn't be you walk in after you've been driving so long with your bad habits and they just stamp it and you walk out the door.
Well, that driver's license thing is another issue, Bob. You know, you ever go down there now, the Kalihi one, the Kalihi location, they put ID, driver's license, permit, everything you're going to apply for in one line.
Right, exactly.
And the line goes around the block.
And people don't have time, and you go up there. I remember if I told this story on the air or not, when I got my license renewed, and I couldn't read because I wear eyeglasses, and the lady told me what the letters were to get me out of the line.
What?
Yeah, I said, I can't read it. She goes, try again. I go, I can't read it. She goes, come on, it's AB something. I'm like, okay, AB. She goes, thank you. I'm like, okay.
She just like your looks, Bob.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, like, I know people, you study for a driving test. It's the same test they've been using forever, you know. And I always compare it to airline pilots. And people go, well, that's a stretch. No, it's not. It's the same difference.
Yep.
You're out there driving a killing machine.
Yep.
You make an error. What if you drive through a bus stop?
Why didn't you tell that young lady that was driving with one foot on the seat and the cell phone in one hand and eating with the other hand and driving down the...
Oh, you're right. I should have. But then I might get shot. Then where I would be.
Yeah, see, she gave you the look like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, see, the other thing is, in the old days, people would correct you. Nowadays, people are scared to correct each other.
Yep.
Because you don't know what, you know, with all this shooting, you don't know what people are going to do. It's crazy out there. But anyway, my heart goes out to the family. And if drinking was involved, it just makes it more complex. Now they're all underage, drinking. What are we going to do? There's only one answer. Folks,
go back to horse and buggy.
No, you got to talk to your kids. And you know what I tell people? Let your kids drive you around and see how they drive.
Yeah, but they drive good when you're in the car. It's after they leave the car, they don't drive the same
way.
I'm telling you,
there are telltale signs if you look for them, because we're creatures of habit. And here's a little way you catch them. If they do something and it's awkward, you know, like maybe when they get out the car a certain way, they have to go, oh, I need to lock the door, or oh, I meant to do this. It's because they don't do that all the time when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you catch it.
Okay.
You know, like I said, they'll do something like turn signals.
Good job for you. Driver license test.
Oh, George, I would love that job.
I know. Nobody would be driving.
That's right. I'd be like, you know what? You can come back in 3 years. Next.
Next.
But then I go, oh, you're really good looking. We don't even need to get a car. Just joking. Anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But I know you meant what you said. Yeah, you're good looking. You can pass.
I don't think so. Okay, we got Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going? I was in Oregon last week, so...
How was Oregon?
By the time I got there, it was cooling down.
Oh.
I expected some rain later on the week, but it didn't happen. It got warm again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Hawaii.
Why, are you surveying that place to see if you want to live there when you retire?
I got family. They say, oh, are you going to come live here? And, I don't know.
They have no tax for seniors there.
Yeah, no taxes, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they built a new bridge over Columbia River. Kind of funky looking, but it's for the rail system and the pedestrians use.
Mm-hmm.
One day we're going over the freeway, we're looking down at the bridge, and there was like wall-to-wall people crossing that thing. It snaked all the way up to where we were driving. People were coming off the freeway and going along the highway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen thousands of people like that before. Oh, man. And then one night was coming home and Powell Boulevard. It's a long boulevard, but these two guys are drag racing, man. Oh, kind of like Fast and Furious cars.
Mm-hmm.
Making noise, you know.
Yeah, because every Monday night, they have the thing on YouTube on street racing.
Wow.
And that I think is kind of bad because it promotes it, and people, the younger people get that idea and start doing it. And
yeah,
they're racing for thousands of dollars, you know.
I don't know, there's no cops around.
Yeah. So, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, nighttime too.
But yep.
Anyway, one of my highlights is my friend took me to Sandy Beach. You ever heard of that place? At the coast?
Over here?
Oregon.
No.
Yeah. Well, he took one, a 73 CG5 Jeep with an AMC motor boiled to 401.
Mm-hmm.
So he had the only hot rod over there. So he gets slicks in the back with fins for sand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they strapped me down in the shoulder belt. I don't know what the hell was going to happen.
Had a ride.
Oh, man. That thing got power, man. He started off, I was hanging on to the roll bar with the strap on. the wind cold over there, so my eyes are, you know.
Yeah, it's better than the hot air we have here.
Yeah, I know. But get sand in there. There's so many people riding ATVs over there. You know, nobody told me to bring goggles or something. But then there's a place called the Bowl. You go down, you stop, and then there's a wall of sand. It's like one may be on a huge day. You gotta climb that thing.
Wow.
But he said he's gonna take it easy on me, so. It's like 5 stories, but the side was about maybe 4 stories, so. I said, you ready, Steve? Okay. You know, I closed my eyes. No problem. I think just go right up, right over, man. But the Jeep was having heating problems. So I thought we were going to get stuck up there. He went after lunch. He went again, you know. We needed all the drinking water to put water in the radiator. No more running water over there. So. But, you know, that was kind of scary, but it's fun.
Good.
And, second highlight was a karaoke over there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Okay.
Okay.
See you. All right. See you.
Aloha. Okay, and one of the topics I'd like to bring out to you folks, to you people of the state of Hawaii. The state, from the governor on down, is putting the power of the repeal of ethanol. So come January, there will be no more ethanol in the gas. And my question to them is, what are they going to replace the ethanol with? Because the ethanol, folks, was not a green energy. The ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock. It's to prevent damage to your engine and transmissions. Okay? Those of you that's old enough to know, way back in the 50s and 60s, nobody ever ran regular. Everybody ran premium. Premium was 104 octane. Regular was 98. And in 1975, the oil companies lowered all the octanes down and added this chemical anti-knock. It was called MTBE. Highly cancerous. 30 years later, they come out and say, it's cancerous, you got to take it out. So they have to add something back in that was clean, not cancerous, and an anti-knock. That, my friend, is ethanol. Okay? So, what are they going to put back? MTBE? They're not saying. You know, I talked to the oil people and they said, they didn't say to put anything back, so we're not going to put anything in. Well, if they're not going to put any anti-knock in, I can guarantee you, the people of Hawaii, will lose your engines.
Wait, this is only in Hawaii, though.
Yes, because it is a federal mandate that it should be in there. But the oil guys told me, Hawaii, they don't follow the federal mandate, so we're not putting it in. How is that? How does Hawaii not follow the federal mandate? And if that is the case, then let's not pay federal taxes. Don't work like that. Yeah, when it comes to money to them, yeah. Okay, but it's engines that's going to get damaged, folks. And it's up to you. Okay, you cannot say you didn't know, because I told you. That's what's going to happen come January. Okay, it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you have any questions or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. But we need to find out about that ethanol that they've our state, from the governor on down, is trying to impose on taking out the ethanol from the gas come January. Okay? So, the thing we need to do too is to eliminate safety check and reconstruction permit. They don't have it on the other islands because it's a different county. Now, this doesn't make sense at all, folks. You go to California. If LA County requires safe reconstruction, and you drive off to Orange Pasadena, and they don't need it, I mean, what the heck? You're in the same state. Shouldn't it be the whole state and not the county? If it's a county, then you, each county or each island can determine whether they want safety check or not. And the safety checks are not being done right. Anyway, it's a waste of money. Okay, so give us a call at 808-524-1080. Yeah, give us a call. Let us know what was at Fisherman's Wharf. Before Fisherman's Wharf. Hardly anybody remember that restaurant, Fisherman's Wharf. It was pretty good food there. Okay, so anyway, the state hired a person to coordinate this homeless problem that we're having. Why you have to hire another person when it's the police job? You have to hire somebody to watch the policeman?
Wait, what is this person supposed to do?
Good question. It's just like the rail. Do you know that there's several people working for the rail that doesn't do anything?
No, but...
Yeah.
But, wait, you saying that the state hired somebody to...
coordinate the homeless people or something. I mean, why? You just gotta, if the mayor would do his job and tell the police department, go there and straighten that out.
No, but is it coordinating to get them into some shelter or something?
If they would just do common sense and ask the homeless, would you live in that shelter? The answer is going to be no. Because the restrictions, they don't want the restrictions. Okay? Now, on the pumps, you see 87, 89, and 92. Folks, it's not even close. All those numbers on the pump is not what it is. On some stations, all three grades is the same. It's the same. 87, 89, and 92 is all the same octane. Only the price is more. I've tried to contact Consumer Protection. They won't touch it. Why is that? Okay, who do we have?
We have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. Hey, I was just going to call you. I was thinking of that same subject about, I'm so disappointed with Governor Ige. He hired someone to take care of the homeless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it all their job?
That's right.
Okay, but the point is, you know this guy? I read it on the talk radio that this guy is an advocate for the homeless. He's for the homeless. He's not for us, the people. What? I'm telling you. And even that Barack is whatever, that guy, that real guy, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
He too, he had another committee because they're getting difficult times, blah, blah, blah. You know,
he's just racking up the bill.
I know.
He's really racking it up.
All these people, and you know, all these kids are suffering with the air conditioning. You know, all these politicians, honestly, they should give their air conditioning to a school and see how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's real irritating. And you know, George, it's really come to the family. You know what? There's no shame anymore.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no shame. Yep. And even say, oh, you cannot tell your kids that, hey, you gotta honor your parents, your name. You know, you gotta honor your family name.
They don't care.
They don't care. The violence and, well, I think a lot of them are not from here. Because I pass that canal often. Oh.
Lana, the canal is nothing. Down
yeah.
in Kaka'ako,
by
Don Burns Medical Center. Even the ladies are afraid to go to work now.
You know what happened? When I remember the beginning, you know when the homeless was not too bad? There's years ago, and then they built that new that medical building.
Yep.
Oh, all these students are gung-ho. You know,
the people don't want to work there now.
No. Yeah, but see, they were going and helping the homeless, you know, give them free whatever.
No, these homeless, Lana, these homeless people are not local.
I know.
They're Micronesians.
I know. Everybody, I mean, even the different, the local nationality, they don't like what the other, you know,
yep.
the now thing is coming. And it's sad because I see the history repeating themselves. The kids are learning that kind of lifestyle.
Wow.
It's endless.
I don't know. It's the mayor's job, and he's not doing his job.
I know. Yeah, he's not doing the job. I think too much of his.
I don't know. I didn't vote for him.
I didn't either. I didn't vote for Ige, thank God. You know.
Me neither.
One more stuff. I was listening to, you know that guy, the professor, the engineer?
Mm-hmm.
The engineer, he comes on Rick and Morty.
Pamadonos.
Whatever. Now I just slipped my mind. I like him. He's very informative. But you know they were bragging that this Friday, he's always on Friday. I couldn't believe it about Costco, the cheap gas. Oh my gosh. I don't know who else was talking about it, and I know Sam Sloan too, he always talk about Costco gas. I go tell them, oh my gosh, if only they listen to you, but a lot of them don't listen to you.
Yep.
It's so sad, George. I know you mean well, and I know, like you said, history.
A lot of people don't listen.
Because Athena Augusta will be running, right? Young time.
They don't listen.
My own friend
didn't listen about C.V. Schaff, and it almost cost him his life.
Yeah, you know that too, you know. Nowadays, they don't really check the automobile.
No.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, you're right. You know, you brought up a point again. You know, funny how human nature, we forget because it's not my forte. But
the only time, Lana, that they wake up, the human being wake up at the funeral.
No, but
that's too late.
I hope the attorney, because no, they said that young kid, if he survived his injuries, he going to be sued to his yang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, maybe he's not, I mean, yeah, it's going to be partly his fault because he was drinking and driving, you know, and then, well, every individual, too, they're old enough to wear the seatbelt. I mean, I have sympathy and everything, all that kind of stuff, but the point is they weren't even using, they weren't even buckled down.
No, seatbelts is another issue. If you go look at the studies, it's half and half. Wearing or not wearing, it's how you crash.
Right, right.
Okay.
See, that's why. Now, they don't really go check into the detail unless they have Levitt, Damrani, and Solner. I watched the commercial. I said, wow, they really get the kind of service done.
No. You know? The attorney that I would use is Michael Green.
Michael Green?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was only for the money, I thought. He's really good.
Michael Green is very strong.
Oh, for the kind, if you cut into an accident?
Anything.
Okay, I shall keep that on my notebook. Oh, thank you. But I know, really, I thought he was too famous that he, you know what I mean.
No, he's something like David Shutter.
Oh, okay. I don't know too much. I forget already about David Shutter. I remember way back.
David Shutter was very powerful.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now,
okay.
Thank you for all that advice. I'm sure that hopefully somebody listening and...
I don't think so.
That's true, too. So hard. But anyway, I'm washing dishes and listening to all your good information.
Okay.
And getting my blood boiling. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, break time?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my
boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled enviroclean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Robin from Waianae.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi there, guys.
Hi. You're on the
air. Huh?
You're on the air.
Yes, I know. Well, I have... Hello. Sorry about that.
What's that?
I have a relationship problem.
You have a what?
Relationship problem, relationship problem. My boyfriend is.
Yeah.
He and I are starting to fight.
Why?
It's like, he doesn't want me to call him or text him anymore, and it's already mean.
Hey, Robin, like, Robin, you know that this is an automotive show.
Oh.
Don't fight.
I didn't know it was an automotive show, but, you know.
Don't fight, Robin.
I'm trying not to, but, you know, it's hard.
It's not worth it. Don't fight. Just think about Jesus. Okay?
I'm glad I'm a Christian.
Okay.
Right. Sorry about that. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Aloha. Oh, boy. Okay. Anyway. Please, folks, have your CV shaft checked. Please. Okay? It is super dangerous. I don't care if you are Mario Andretti. That CV shaft breaks, you will not be able to control the vehicle. You will be all in Heavenly Father's hands. Correct. And your life.
Okay. Where are you from?
I don't know.
Okay?
So, okay, who's next?
We have Curtis from Waikiki.
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, I'd like to take a little trip down memory lane.
Okay.
Back in 1986, I found myself as a parts manager for Acura Automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting time because the automotive news in 1985 was talking about a new patented engine with four cylinders, four valves, hollow camshafts, equal length half shafts for the drive shafts, and Honda just saturated the country, so they introduced all this in a new line of cars called the Acura, who tried to replace the muscle car with the efficiency car. That was their absolute intent, was to like, okay, we loved our muscle cars, now how do we make them efficient? And out came the Acura Integra, and out came the Acura Legend. Then a special edition Integra came out that had four-wheel wishbone suspension. I suppose the four-door Legend started to get a four-wheel wishbone suspension. And pretty much now here in 2015, all the patents and all the things that Honda might have ever produced are, you know, spread across all their car platforms. But it's amazing knowing something called American Honda Corporation or American Honda Motor Corporation that might have started off selling tractors and chainsaws. Started one day with the Civic, and here we are looking back at the Octane, and we're not really getting it because we need it. Get rid of that Shell station.
Mm-hmm.
Get your cars running right.
That's right.
But if there's anything you could add or subtract from the Acura history, I just wanted to throw that out there for you and let the automobile audience enjoy a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we recommend using ethanol, and a lot of mechanics don't recommend it.
Yeah. It's, you know, there was this one day I got this part came in, it's called a something package. So I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I read it, retrofit. No, it was a retrofit package for the stereo cabinet in the showroom. Good days in the parts department, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The retrofit kit.
Yep.
Well, thanks for your show, and I hope anybody else could add more. I'll maybe think of something else to add later.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so, yeah, memory lane. For those of you that have good memories, I do. I have very good memories of Hawaii Raceway Park. I'm really thankful for having the time racing at Hawaii Raceway Park. It was awesome. For those of you that can remember back then, Hawaii Raceway Park, and also the only island I never raced on, Wanda, was Kauai. I raced on Maui and Big Island. When I first started racing on Big Island was in Kona. Oh boy, that was one heck of a raceway park. It was kind of downhill, like a aircraft or airplane runway.
Help you go faster.
Yeah, help you go faster. But at the end, to stop you if you don't have brakes was big boulders. Big boulders. Oh, boy. The boulders really look super big when you're coming up fast to them. So, you know, you got to make sure you're going to stop. But, yeah, a lot of memories about Kona Raceway and designing of the Hilo Raceway. But Hawaii Raceway Park, a lot of memories. Lots and lots of memories there. And the Maui Raceway. Yeah, in Puna'ine, it's still there. We don't have Hawaii Raceway Park anymore. And the island with the most population has no Raceway Park for the young people. Okay, so you have anybody on the line now? Oh, oh, you're answering the phone. Okay. You need to remove water spots off your window. Crested Cleaning Center has a chemical that will remove water spots from the window. Okay, so go check it out. And if you need to remove water spots from the paint on your car, we have a chemical that will remove the water spots off your paint without having to go and buff it out. Very simple. Spread it on, rinse it off, it's done. You wax it though. You gotta wax it after that. Okay, because it'll remove the wax. Okay? So, I see a lot of cars with water spots all over the windows, on the paint. You know, it looks ugly. But we have chemicals that can remove it now. Real easy. Okay? So, who do we have?
Off-air caller. Wanted to you to repeat, what did you say to check on the brakes?
The brakes?
Or is it just the CV shaft?
The CV shaft. Yes. It's highly, highly, highly dangerous. You have to check your CV shafts. You get a goes-on mat, put it down, and just crawl under the car and see if you see any grease splatters in the back of the wheels. Okay? The grease splatters under the car. If you see grease splatters, more than likely, the boot, the rubber boot for the axle shafts have broken. And the grease is leaving the bearings. Okay? And that's a very, very dangerous situation.
What makes the boot break?
Age, the environment, everything else. That's why we highly recommend spraying it with silicone, because the silicone replenish the nutrients that the plastic and the rubber loses. As long as you spray silicone on those boots, they last almost indefinitely.
What does, how does, like, going through those potholes or bumpy roads affect your car?
Oh, it affects the car tremendously, folks, tremendously. Not only the axle shafts, the wheel bearings, and the steering linkages. It's like your elbow and your arm. You know, if somebody keeps yanking on your arm, like going through the pothole, pretty soon your elbow is going to be out of joint, right? So it's just the same with a car. So you got to feel for your car when you go through those potholes. Well, by the way, didn't the mayor promise to fix all the potholes? Huh? Didn't? I remember him saying, if elected, I will fix all the potholes. Huh?
I think he's trying to fix it. It's just not happening overnight.
I don't think it's happening ever. Look at White Camilo. And look at a lot of the streets. It's terrible.
Well, they fixed part of it.
Yeah, but he didn't say, if elected, I will fix part of it.
They fixed the worst part.
You know, if you make a statement, you better back it up. And if you're going to make a statement, tell the truth. If elected, I will try to fix the potholes. That's more like it. Okay? Not, I will fix the potholes. If somebody says, I will do it, then I expect it done. So, anyway, it's that time. We got to say aloha. I'd like to tell you, take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.